Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, be merry and bright.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or tweet me at Bruce Salin, or follow the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. If you're a parent and you're not on Facebook and your kids are out of diapers, you are not doing something you should be doing, because your kids are on Facebook, and you should be on Facebook too. I can tell you more about that. You can read more about that, but trust me, you want to be on Facebook. And I will repeat my number one Facebook friends tip. If your kids allow you to be their friend on Facebook, you are not allowed, I repeat, you are not allowed to ever write anything on their wall, even something nice. You are not allowed to reveal yourself, because the moment you do that, even if you compliment them, the moment you reveal that you are actually there, their friends will know that you are there, and their friends will go, your father or mother is your friend on Facebook, and your friend, their friends will embarrass them to the point where you will be unfriended and you will lose that access. So that is my Facebook tip. You can learn more about that sort of thing by, of course, visiting my website, brucesalin.com. But more importantly, get on Facebook if you're not on Facebook. And if you're not a tech person, you need to learn some of that stuff, because your kids are there all the time. And that is how they are socializing. That is how they are interacting. And it's important that you know that. I think it's time I told you what this crazy music is that you're listening throughout today's show. About 10 years ago, I did a family sing-along CD in which I recorded with my two boys, who at the time were about 4 and 7 years old. We recorded a song in which we sang along to the Drifters, the great old doo-wop group. Their version of White Christmas, we sang along to it. We did a sort of a sing-along version of, with a little bit of the Chipmunks Christmas song mixed in. And we sent out a CD in which that was the first song, followed by a whole lot of Christmas songs that were my favorites. I have been a collector of Christmas songs over the years, and I made a cover for the CD that was a wonderful family picture, and that was our Christmas card that year, about 10 years ago. And I resurrected it recently, and I posted on my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and on my website, brucesalin.com, a slideshow I made to that song, and it is that's what you're hearing, and it's a great memory. It's a long time ago. The boys are now 14 and 17, but we still enjoy listening to it, and Richard has taken the song and basically broken it into equal parts, and you're hearing it in sequence throughout the show, and that is what you're hearing, and if it sounds amateurish, that's because it is. The other thing I want to share with you is that the next show on the Bruce Salin Show, Dad's Point of View, will be my Christmas music special show, which will be next week, depending on where you're listening to my show. It will be on Christmas Day or a couple days before or after. It is a unique show that started out as a lark and has grown to be something, I think, a little bit bigger and better. I would highly recommend that you listen to it because you will not have heard a Christmas show quite like it. I have eclectic music taste altogether, because normally my show has 8 or so music bumpers, and usually every single one on every single show is different, except for 2 or 3 standards. My theme song, which is The Four Seasons Walk Like a Man, and my second song, which is my son, my older son, who wrote and sang a kind of grunge rock homage to myself. But beyond that, the songs vary, and the Christmas music special was a heck of a lot of fun to put together, and there are 40 songs included in a 1-hour special, so it's unlike most Christmas songs and Christmas specials you have ever heard. In addition, I want to shill a little bit for my younger son, since I've already talked about my older son. My younger son, Aaron Salin, is a cartoonist. At 14, he has created an original cartoon, a comic strip, really, that's called It's a Tech World After All. And that cartoon appears on a website called Boomer Tech boomertalk.com. That's boomer like in baby boomer, tech like in technology, and talk like in talkradio.com. And if you visit that site, which is a site that I co-created with two partners, and look on the homepage, there is a box that shows a little cartoon of a boy and a dad. The dad is not me, no matter how much my son claims it's me. And if you click on that box, you will get to some cartoons that he has created. They are, I think, pretty darn funny and clever, especially for a 14-year-old boy. And the idea is, like the website, which is a website for people that want to learn about technology but are too afraid to ask. It is a website designed to make technology a little more accessible. Much as I've been speaking from the beginning of this segment about being on a Facebook and other tech sites, that this site, Boomer Tech Talk, is about making it a little easier. And his cartoon is a humorous look at a tech-wise, tech-savvy kid and his tech idiot dad. We can debate all you want. My son and I have fun about how much I really inspired the dad character and how smart this kid character is, and based on him, but you can decide for yourself. And please leave a comment if you would. I just posted my own piece on Boomer Tech Talk that I really think is funny, because I have a tendency to like to complain. So I write what's called the rants on Boomer Tech Talk. And the current rant is about how printer cartridges tend to run out of ink way too often. And it seems to have touched a nerve. As I posted it this morning, there's already about 10 or 12 comments. There's also a very helpful section called How To's. And the current one is about how we can help our seniors who often can't learn how to program their TVs or use their DVRs or the remotes. And there's a very good how-to right on in the how-to section about that. Anyway, enough advertising and self-promotion shamelessly, as I just done, so forgive me. I want to go back to the idea of time and punctuality. The most important thing, I think, to take from this, my column and today's show, is a repeated theme on the Bruce Allen Show and on in my columns, A Dad's Point of View, which is, do not think your kids do not see everything you do. So what you model is what your kids will learn. So if you're late, if you text while you're driving that you're running late and your kids are there, they will see that. So it's important that when you get an invitation, that you let your kids see that you RSVP promptly, that you show up on time, that you write thank yous, that you make your kids write thank yous, that when they get invited, they fill out the RSVP. And if they can't make it, they write a nice note. Wow, I'm so sorry, I can't make it, I have a conflict, or whatever it is. As I said, I think there's a lot of reasons that these manners have deteriorated, and a lot of it has to do with the media and the public sphere and the ease with which people get away with things that in the past public people did not get away with. Certainly politicians did not get away with the kind of behavior that they get away with now, including celebrities. Hollywood protected their actors from the media, from themselves, and had whole departments that did that job. Now they almost go out of their way to solicit certain fame and notoriety. And I think the kids today are mirroring that, and I don't think it's good. I think it's up to us as parents to teach our kids the values that we want them to have. Anyway, we are running out of time. Again, I want to remind you that next week will be the Christmas music special. And if you want to know anything more about that special, or you want to listen to it later, you can always listen to any of my shows, past, present, and in the future shows, by going to my website, brucesallon.com, and hitting the radio show tab. Also, all of my columns are available there. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, at Bruce Allen, or email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. We will be back for our last segment after these words.
Our Christmas Eve.